A federal judge has ordered Starbucks to rehire 7 baristas who were fired from a store in Memphis, Tennessee. The ruling is a victory for Starbucks employees who've been trying to organize and for those who've accused the company of retaliating against some of those workers. Mike Regan joins us. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Celeste.
So Starbucks said it fired those employees not because they were organizing, but because they broke company policy by speaking to the media. What did the judge say in her ruling?
So Judge Cheryl Lipman said that basically she did believe that the firings were illegal and that the company discriminated against these employees for trying to start the union. And in return, she said Starbucks has to reinstate the 7 employees and must not retaliate against employees who support union organizing going forward. It was basically the gist of her ruling.
A big win for the National Labor Relations Board, which enforces labor law. Obviously, a big win for these former employees. They have become known as the Memphis 7. Can you tell me a little about them?
Right. So they've really become sort of the face of this union movement at Starbucks and the most prominent voices in it. Since they were fired, they've taken part in protests in Tennessee and in Seattle, where Starbucks is headquartered. They've spoken at the South by Southwest Festival. They've met with lawmakers. And importantly, they're working with baristas at other Starbucks to spread the union effort far and wide.
Speaking of the union effort, the union we're talking about is Starbucks Workers United. It says more than 200 stores have unionized so far, but that's out of 9,000 U.S. stores, just over 2% of them. Has Starbucks been regularly retaliating and possibly firing employees who get involved in organizing?
That's what the union would say, yes. The Washington Post puts it at over 75 workers who have been fired, according to the union. I think Starbucks would push back against that a little bit and say, for example, with these employees in Memphis, they say they were fired for violating rules by, for example, letting journalists and other people into the store after hours, which they consider against the rules and sort of a safety violation. So, it's a he said, she said type of situation with Starbucks denying that some of these workers at least were fired for pro-union activity.
And we assume Starbucks will appeal this ruling. But I wonder if you believe there's a true sea change underway here. The National Labor Relations Board says this, we've ever seen the highest level of union organizing in 10 years. There are efforts to unionize growing at not just Starbucks, but Apple, REI, Chipotle, Amazon. Do you see a trend?
Yeah, there definitely is. And I think there's two important factors. For one thing, the labor market is so tight right now. In other words, there are more job openings than employees looking to fill them. So that gives labor a lot of power at the moment. And also remember that the National Labor Relations Board is appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. So with Democrats in control of the presidency and the Senate, it's a very sort of union friendly environment at the moment.
Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Celeste.